The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Do not forget, mark your calendar, September 29th to 30th for the prophetic conference here in San Antonio, Texas. Seating is limited and registration is required. It is free. So you can go to our website, SOGMI.org, and click events. Again, you can register at SOGMI.org and click events. The theme of this prophetic conference is the greatness of the season that we're in. It is about the timing of God and what God is saying to the body of Christ and to the nations. This prophetic conference is needed, and it will be the first conference to be held after many years here in San Antonio. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, we found it necessary to share and train God's people about prophecy because it is the most abused and misunderstood. It is needed for our time. It is needed for the body of Christ and to the nations to mature God's people. We can bring everyone closer to our Lord Jesus Christ and to bring salvation to the world. After all, the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy, Revelation 19:10. So today in this broadcast, you will hear a portion or excerpts from our Sunday service about the prophets and prophecy for this season. So take a listen. The greatness of the season that we're in. We're going to discuss today, and we're going to continue about your training regarding prophets and prophecy. And a part of this teaching today will be broadcast on the prophetic voice of our time because it's so necessary. So I want you to greet our listeners that are listening today. Amen. Now they will know what they've been missing by not attending our Sunday services. Right? So we're gonna show them. We're going to cause them to envy. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21, it says, "For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power." Just keep that in mind. In power. "But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, 'This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.' We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain." And listen to this, especially verses 19 through 21. "We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, through human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." We must remind ourselves that no prophecy of Scripture came about the prophet's own interpretation, but it is by the Holy Spirit, right? The gift of prophecy or prophesying is God's idea. He created the whole universe through spoken word, or thus saith the Lord, let there be light, and light be, right? So spoken word, that's why it is so important. It's because it creates things in you. It calls forth those things as though they were. It means to say you are removing, you are destroying, you are uprooting something in somebody else's life, and then you are planting something that is in the kingdom of God. It is very important, and we need to understand that. It is so necessary in this season that we're in. Because as a training yesterday, those kind of training, I cannot do that in a prophetic school or prophetic conference. Because it is specifically patterned and instructed just for you and you alone. And I don't need to call out your name and then give you a prophecy. Because wherever the shoe fits, you have to wear it. Whether it's encouragement, whether it's a creative word, whether it's a correction, if it fits, you need to wear it. You need to be responsible for it. Because it created something in all of your life. And at the same time, it laid out foundation for the expansion and what God is about ready to do. So that when comes September 29 and 30th, then you are ready to minister and hopefully prophetically to others that will transform their lives. And why is it important? With the changes in the atmosphere that you know something is happening and you know in your heart there is something different about you and you still cannot understand it until the Holy Spirit will come and reveal things to you and you said, oh, you know it's good, you receive it, you believe it, you follow the instruction. And then when the Holy Spirit reveals something to you and I said, oh, that's big. It's always greater than your expectations. That's the working of the Holy Spirit because he always moves in power. He's never been weak, never been timid. He always moves in power. So it is important. And why now that we are led to go ahead and teach prophetic school again and to hold this prophetic conference? And why it's important for training you such as yesterday? And why is it important? Because the gift of prophecy, and at the same time, those who hold the offices of the prophets are going to come in power that you've never seen before. You're talking about prophecies that are very exact. You're talking about prophecies that are really powerful, that will make a difference. The Lord has prepared his people, especially for those that have the office of a prophet, to have a yieldedness, to yield to change, to yield to God, and to think about God's heart first. And it is coming, and it has now come. I never understood it. Well, I'm still beginning to understand it. I don't understand it fully well. But in what I've been going through right now, when God called me years ago that I am called in the front lines, that I will be a leader in an apostolic and prophetic ministry, I don't understand that. I told God, I just wanted to be involved. I don't have to lead. And I said, that's too much responsibility in my part. But I'm just glad. And I do not see it. With my immaturity, I really do not see it coming to pass. So what God did is, whatever time I pray, every time I study, every time I asked him and listened to his word, he always gave me vision and they come to pass. He gives me dreams that I never wanted to take naps. But even when I was working, I bring my salad to the park, MacArthur Park at that time, and I eat there so that I can take a nap because God is going to speak to me. And for somebody, a lot of Christians really got upset with me, except our leaders. They're excited for me. They wanted to know what God is telling me. But others got upset. They told me, nobody experienced that every day. God doesn't talk to you that way. No. I said, your dreams, you're just imagining them. Well, even in my imagination, God is in those imaginations. So they must be good. So I learned that in order for you, I said, how do I know if this dream is from God? If God is talking to me? Easy. God is in the dream. Then you know when you know. God is not going to speak to you and I in symbols, in nuggets, in overshadows. And I said, no. He's going to speak to you plainly, like Jesus spoke plainly, ministered plainly to the people while he was on the earth. Nobody misunderstood what he meant. Are you getting this? And the main thing is, the people are getting all of this power. They're getting all of his teachings. And then, when he was with his disciples, there is another revelation greater and deeper than what was given to the people. And it's the same parable. Are you getting this? Since now that we know that we are priests in the order of Melchizedek, that we will operate that priesthood, we are that priest like Jesus because we are part of his body, then everything that we hear from God is easily entreated. Hello? If we don't understand it, all you need to do is to ask the Holy Spirit. He is our teacher, and he's going to reveal the things to you. It is important for prophecy, for everyone to operate in the gifts of prophecy in our days because of the timing. It provides a timeline. It provides an understanding of the move of God, what God is doing here on earth. In spite of what's happening in the world, if we focus on what God is doing, just like in the book of Revelation, if you focus on who the church is and what Jesus is promising to us, we don't care if the Antichrist reveals himself. We don't care because he doesn't have any power over us. He doesn't have anything on us. Are you getting this? He will have something on you by your own mouth, by your own action. But what's in your heart, he doesn't know. Okay? So it is important for us to understand that. So the prophetic gifting, the prophets, the new breed of prophets will come and said, oh, yeah, I know about this and I know about that. They have not fully manifested on who they are. They will not deal with symbolism. They will not deal with a lot of tradition. They were just going to speak as plainly as Jesus did. Okay? So you don't have to practice how to prophesy, right? And of course, prophecy is to create things, and it also provides a timeline. It provides a timeline and an explanation of the season that we're in. That's why when I see the greatness of the season that we're in, I said, we have to share this. Are you getting this? Okay. In Daniel chapter 9, verses 21 through 24, it says, while I was still in prayer, see, if you don't understand something, you pray. Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me in swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. Look at that. The Lord sent an angel to the prophet Daniel from heaven, sent by God, to give him insight and understanding. For us, I said, that is awesome, right? It is more awesome now because the Holy Spirit is here. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He's not going to send an angel to give us insight and understanding. Okay? And it says, as soon as you began to pray, an answer was given, which I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. We all need to suck up to Jesus so that we will be highly esteemed, right? Therefore, consider the message and understand the vision. Those are instructions to Daniel. Consider the message and then understand the vision. You just don't assume things, okay? And then go. And it says, verse 24, 77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. What was our instruction yesterday? You confront the issues in your personal life, in your own heart. You confront the sin in your family. You don't ask Pastor Christina to tell them that they need salvation wherein you yourself can tell them. Right? You confront it. You do not touch it. You do not justify it. Because by telling them, okay, I know you're already 99 years old, but you're still my son or you're still my daughter, and what you're doing is not right. I've been praying for you, but I will not touch it. I will not finance it. I will not justify it. And that you sow those seeds. And you touch what? Conviction, confrontation of sin. So whatever you place your hands to, it shall prosper. Are you getting this? How can we prophesy to others wherein we ourselves cannot hear from God? I have somebody from the Philippines. Before I went there, I think about 2 or 3 years ago, he sent me an email. I am the prophet of the Most High God. Said, I'm called to be a prophet, so I need to talk to you. And when you come in here, I wanted to talk to you. And I said, like, hey, look. And said, like, we have a prophetic conference. We have a prophetic school. Attend one of them. Then I'm going to tell the leaders in that area that you're coming so that they can provide a space for you. So he showed up. But then he wanted to follow me around with Davina until finally one of the Philippine team said, oh, no, you're not. She's busy. He had his bag with him overnight without asking me. And I look at Davina and said, no, he ain't. You understand what I'm saying? And then afterwards, he sent me a text and said, where is my wife? He was believing God for a wife. Where is my wife? I told Davina. He said that he's a prophet. If he can't find his own wife, then he's still a false prophet. Hello? And I look at Davina and said, Davina, would you find his wife? I have so many things to do. He is a true prophet of God. How can you hear for others or for the nations if you cannot hear for yourself? Hello? It's just like a heathen saying, somebody, you need to get saved, and they're not saved themselves. You understand what I'm saying? They don't even know. They don't even know what it meant and how it feel like, the newness of life. But this is the one thing that the timing of God, Daniel, it says, I am giving my people this particular time to repent, to atone for their sins, right? To remove wickedness from them. And said, I am giving them this time. Same thing with the transfer of wealth, body of Christ. God is giving us a window of time. You don't say, I believe, I believe, I believe, and you're not asking God for understanding. Hello? And don't blame me. And I said, well, Pastor Chris prophesied, it ain't happening. You have to be proactive in the things of God, okay? So God provided, before all of these things, bad things happening, I am giving my people to finish their transgression or to end their transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision. Remember, I told you, write them down. Some will get it, whether it is you or not. Some of those in the body of Christ are going to get it. God is adamant about that because of the time. When prophecy is released, the timing of God is always exact. Remember, 2016, January, December 31st, 2015, at the prophetic conference, United States of America will experience a political revival. If my people unite, and at the same time, when this start manifesting, the transfer of wealth will manifest in the body of Christ. That is a timeline. And we got a political earthquake. They were revived. Everybody was sleeping. I said, what happened? Right? So that is a timeline. Same thing with your personal prophecies. They have a timeline. You have to be proactive. Hello? If we did not, if the leaders, especially the leaders in this country, if we did not pray, if we just leave it like that, if we did not vote for righteousness, it's not going to happen. It's going to get postponed, right? So in this same thing with your prophecy, there are timelines there. that you need to be proactive. You need to look at the signs of times. And the Holy Spirit is always looking, always proactive. Are you getting this? Remember, if the anointing, if the gifts of prophecy, that even the office will be so precise and so exact, and that is being unleashed right now, and people of God are receiving it. I know I'm different. I see visions now like I'm watching television. And it is something for us to be very mindful that you desire this gift. You desire to operate that way. But we are going to be held at a very high standard. We cannot get away with a lot of stuff. And when these things start manifesting, the word of knowledge that you know, and you know that only God can reveal those things, you better watch out. The things that the body of Christ, we thought that they can get away with a lot of stuff, they can postpone things. No, as the manifestation will almost be like in a blink of an eye, it is the same thing when you do not take his word as holy. That's why this prophetic school, this conference is so important. Because when that anointing comes, it breaks the yoke. Things that you don't even know that you have. Are you getting this? Because these are serious times. These are excellent times. These are the times of blessings for the body of Christ. And we are going to mature because the Holy Spirit, you enroll in his school. He will make sure that you will mature in such a short time that you will have understanding. Because he doesn't have anything else to do except to teach us and to lead us into the land of prosperity. Because why? He's thinking about Jesus. He really wants to come back. He really wants to. But God the Father said, no, you're going to sit here with me and stay with me until I'll make your enemies your footstool. So the coming of our Lord is not depending on the world or the Antichrist. It is depending on you and I. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I'll make your enemies your footstool. So how can Jesus come back if God the Father said until? You're going to sit here with me. We're going to hold hands together until your enemies have become your footstool. Amen. Holy Father, I thank you. What a privilege. What a loving God you are. Every time we discover your many facets, we cannot even imagine how awesome you are. Indeed, we are so special because you made us special. You created us after your own image. So, Holy Father, today I pray for each and everyone here and for each and everyone that are listening to my voice on the radio, that they will realize who they are, that they will value and appreciate the gifts that you have placed in their lives, that any pain or affliction or challenges are temporary. And as soon as they call on you and become your student, Holy Spirit, that you will illuminate things to them because you are our power source. So I ask to open their hearts that they will gain understanding of the season that we're in, of the greatness of this season, that we will mobilize. Give them strength. And Lord, let the spirit of obedience be upon them all, that they will obey, that they will believe, and that they will love you back. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Thank you for listening. Now you know what you're missing. I cannot give you the full counsel of our Sunday services because I only have 26 minutes here on the radio. But thank you for listening. I hope you take this very, very seriously. We want to share these blessings with you. It is a privilege and an honor to be a part. So register online at sogmi.org for the prophetic conference so that we can see you, we can meet you face to face. And thank you for tuning in. Call us at 210-695-1630 and join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off IH-10. Our morning service starts at 10:30 and evening service at 7 p.m. Until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.